Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's start with New York State's comptroller. That's Thomas DiNapoli. He's telling the Cuomo administration they need to adopt new rules for limousines that were recommended by the National Transportation Safety Board, and it took the worst accident in New York history to do it.
Yeah, the limousine crash in Schoharie is the worst mass highway accident in more than a decade now. And as you said, Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is urging the state's transportation officials to adopt new rules that the NTSB made in a report that was critical of the Cuomo agencies when it investigated the cause of the crash that killed 20 people in Schoharie County. In its final report on the crash, the NTSB faulted both the State Department of Transportation and the Department of Motor Vehicle for allowing the illegal 31-foot Stretch Ford Excursion limo involved in the crash to remain on the road after numerous interactions, two failed roadside inspections in the months leading up to the crash. DiNapoli's office urged the agencies to adopt recommendations it made in an audit in 2014, 4 years before the crash. That audit found that DOT had not done enough to follow up with owners of vehicles that had been ordered off the road after failed roadside inspections to see if they had actually done the work needed to make them safe for commercial operation. But DOT says the recommendations of DiNapoli's office use federal guidelines that would have not been applicable in the Schoharie situation. They note the vehicle was only traveling in New York and would not have been flagged for inspection under federal rules.
From there, Mike, to the story of an Albany County legislator who has now resigned after making homophobic remarks. He did apologize. The remarks caught on video are quite something.
Albany County legislator George Langdon IV resigned Monday afternoon, a little less than a week after that video surfaced showing him making homophobic remarks during a seminar in the town of New Scotland. Langdon thanked friends for supporting him in his statement and apologized for suggesting that if gay people were isolated on an island, they wouldn't reproduce and would disappear. I again express my sincerest apologies to those who were hurt by my rash and thoughtless comments, Langdon said in a prepared statement. I do not believe he's done interviews since this all came to light. He claimed he was not trying to single out any one group in his resignation note yesterday. He's leaving office as the county legislature was planning to introduce a motion to censor Langdon, a Republican. He would have been the first legislator to be censured in the body's 52-year history.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.